WHDD presents Susan Says.
Thank God for baseball, and specifically Aaron Judge. He broke Roger Maris' record for home runs in a season, and we all celebrated whether we follow baseball or not. I used to when I lived in L.A. and I knew the Dodgers. Yeah, I knew them. Never mind. Anyway, there is no little good news anywhere else. I'm so grateful to Judge, who I don't know, and the hype, which gave me something to watch and live for. Yeah, now what? The rest of the world, Ukraine, to hear, it's a mess. We know it. Nukes are coming, says Putin. Dangerous civil war is coming. Hear that traitor Michael Flynn, a military man yet, is calling for civil war. And other MAGAs are too. And no Repugs, who used to be normal, are not saying no. Liz Cheney, the only heroine in the bunch, I fear for her life, I really do. The stolen documents at Mar-a-Lago had God knows what secrets he sold or wants to blackmail other leaders with, supposedly Macron. And that crazed big lie election deniers are running everywhere. What do we do about that? Herschel Walker, adulterous wife beater, whose own son has called him out, is winning. And he can't put a sentence together. I gave him a pass, thinking those concussions in football may have harmed him. But no, you know who has. The former you-know-what. He's backing him, no matter what. Well, wife beaters and God knows what else should stick together. The silence from others is loud enough to get really scary. Guns and God. Obama was right. Remember, he was condemned for saying it? Boy, was he right. Those January 6th subversives are calling each other. Do it. It's been recorded. They have guns, people. They're warning you. Not warning you. They're threatening you. In New York, you don't leave the house. God forbid, go into a subway. You risk your life. Tourists in Times Square are dropping like flies. The Supreme Court's corrupt. You know whose wife is nuts. And Congress will not control guns when more and more kids are being killed. It's the number one reason for children dying. Guns. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman has a book out about the former sicko. I'd buy it, but I'm protesting because she never told us all that she knew when it would have gotten rid of him. He's nuttier than we thought, folks. It's really scary. She should not have waited just to make money. Shame on her. In my lifetime, I've never been so sad or scared. Thank God we had something to focus on. That home run. Now what? Thoughts? Suggestions? I'm waiting. I'll take anything, even pumpkin pie, before Halloween. Yeah, I'm that desperate.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.